Hello, this is Jonathan Barrent. I want to give you my best shot in the next 15 minutes exactly to help you understand what is needed to resolve social anxiety. I say this with the utmost of integrity. This information is the result of my clinical experience since 1978 with thousands of patients of all ages and levels of intelligence, many cultures, and all manifestations of social anxiety. During this time, I've seen everything from a total cure to the problem being permanent and everything in between. I've worked with seven-figure earners, professional athletes, military professionals, individuals gifted in the performing arts, as well as individuals of all ages who have been pervasively challenged by social anxiety and a myriad of related psychiatric challenges. If you suffer from social anxiety or are concerned about a loved one, it's highly unlikely you could tell me anything I haven't heard. Answer the following very important question, please. This question is so important because it takes you into a core dynamic of social anxiety. Please identify three scenarios where you desire to do something or know you should have done something, but did not because of anxiety. Turn off the audio for a few moments and return after you attach, that's a very important word, or connect to your thinking. Detachment or disconnecting from such thinking is a common defense mechanism for anxiety sufferers because this type of thinking causes discomfort. Common responses to this question have been speaking in front of a group, making a sales call, verbally expressing yourself in an interactive situation, asking someone on a date, learning a new skill, and so forth. Would you think I'm crazy if I told you that the result of not acting on your desire became an investment in anger at deep levels of consciousness? And that this repressed anger has recycled and is so insidiously powerful that it has driven the obsessive worry and anxiety that has become your problem or the problem of a family member? And that the longer this dynamic is at play, the more the problem accrues over time. It's like buying a stock that you know will lose its value. If you are aware of this anger, it's actually a good sign, as most social anxiety sufferers have detached or disconnected from it. The more detached, the more repressed and ingrained the problem becomes. The primary strategy for resolving this anger is to learn to nurture, keyword there, one's natural child mind state. What this means in practical terms is that the individual learns to be in productive motion, in motion with skills acquisition, learning, exploring, discovering, experiencing more happiness and better health. The metaphor that I use is that the client or patient is the quarterback and I'm the quarterback coach. For information on mind states, please go to the Performance Anxiety Area of Concern page and study the before and after ego graphs. If you choose to explore the library of free clinical interviews, you will be listening to individuals who have resolved this anger at a core level. This was an essential ingredient for their success in resolving social anxiety. Here's another profound question for you. Do you know what your most valuable asset in life is? Think carefully for a moment. Are you thinking? Are you connecting? Your most valuable asset is time. Time is not elastic. It doesn't stretch. You can borrow money. You can't borrow time. Therefore, please realize that a time economy where avoidance is at play sucks the life out of self-esteem. The degree of avoidance is an important diagnostic regarding the severity of the anxiety problem. It would be worthwhile for you to visit the avoidance page on this website. Let's get back to anger for a moment. This is probably the most important concept I could teach you. It often sounds strange to patients at the beginning of treatment when I reference anger. I want you to understand why. Social anxiety sufferers have become experts in detachment. This means disconnecting. Detachment is the doorway to avoidance. As a defense mechanism, the sufferer learns skills to not feel discomfort. These skills of detachment or disconnecting from uncomfortable thinking, emotions, and physical sensations keep the sufferer safe in real time. But over time, the more there is detachment, hence avoidance, the more the problem worsens. Detachment skills become a reflex and can become extremely ingrained. True healing requires a paradoxical or opposite approach. You've got to feel that which you are going to control. That means connecting to and learning about and restructuring the following. Think of the acronym FATE, F-A-T-E. F for function equals physiology. A for action, which is behavior. T for thinking or cognition. And E for emotion. Integrating this architecture into self-help programs or treatment is essential for productive healing. That's why it's important to be vigilant regarding traditional therapies and their applicability to social anxiety. The architecture of FATE, which is integrated into the Behrin treatment methodology, is the result of adapting treatment to the problem versus trying to adapt the problem to therapy. This is a huge issue. For example, consider what I strongly believe is the overused cliche of cognitive behavioral therapy. Obviously, cognition and behavior are important, but if emotion and physiology are not factored into treatment, productivity will be limited. Another example. While an organized analytical approach can be very useful, traditional non-directive analysis is usually a waste. The social anxiety sufferer needs to be proactively educated by the therapist or self-help program for productive healing to occur. For an example of organized analytics, go to the performance anxiety page of this website and study the before and after ego graph. The concept of mind state training, which the graphs demonstrate, is an important tool in the Behrin method. I understand I'm making some extreme and perhaps controversial statements. That is my intent. That being said, please listen to the unique and essential free library of interviews on this website. Here you can listen to the variance of severity and functioning levels of sufferers. If you listen carefully, you will gain important insight into the healing process as well as hearing the testimonials. I challenge any therapist, organization, hospital, university to come up with more documented clinical evidence regarding treatment efficacy for social anxiety. A common question regarding treatment is how long will it take? My response is how fast can you run? Realistic expectations are imperative for productivity. If interested, please go to About the Psychotherapy Program and High Performance Mind Training under Services at the drop-down on the top of the homepage. In addition, on every Area of Concern page is information about the Behrin method. Here's a brief synopsis of the Behrin method. Effective treatment and self-help requires an integration of technique and core work. The primary technique is the paradox of adrenaline acceptance, which is the key dynamic for controlling panic and the many manifestations of being noticeably nervous, such as facial blushing and hyperhidrosis, and other mind-body or psychophysiological tics. While this technique can have wonderful results, technique alone does not resolve the problem. Core work, which is the resolution of the underlying emotions of embarrassment, shame, and humiliation, concurrent with learning to channel repressed anger into productive energy, is, in my opinion, critical for success. Anything else amounts to putting a Band-Aid on the problem. Just a few more crucial points. While there are many manifestations of social anxiety, including public speaking anxiety, fear of being noticeably nervous, as in blushing and sweating, and other physical symptoms, toxic perfectionism, intimacy anxiety, school phobia, pervasive social avoidance, selective mutism, and more, there are two basic types of individuals who have the problem: people with initiative and people without initiative. Initiative does not mean ability. It means the motivation to start or sustain the healing process. No children have initiative. Few adolescents do. Adults who are afflicted with overly avoidant and dependent behavior do not. It is the lack of understanding about this specific dynamic that has inhibited the mental health profession's development of productive treatment in general for social anxiety. Simply put, when the social anxiety sufferer has no initiative for healing, enablers must learn an empowering strategy, or the addiction to avoidance will rule. In other words, think of avoidance, which obviously occurs to different degrees, as an addiction or compulsion. The two most basic ways to measure the severity of the problem are by the degree of avoidance of the challenging scenarios and the degree of mental and physical discomfort when in the challenging scenario. Now, a moment on selective mutism, which is a complex variation of obsessive-compulsive disorder and an easily identifiable example of social phobia at an early age. Please go to that specific area of concern page for in-depth content. While this condition can present a daunting challenge to parents, therapists, and schools, there's a silver lining to the problem. Effective treatment as early as possible can prevent the anxiety from working its way into the personality and lifestyle. It's one of the most gratifying challenges I've worked with, to see the child emerge from a disabled to an empowered state. And keep in mind, if ever there were a precursor to public speaking anxiety, which is the world's number one anxiety, this certainly is it. Getting past the many forms of denial is half the battle. Just one more point. If you're looking for the ideal place to begin your healing journey, consider Social Anxiety, The Untold Story. This 11-hour DVD was produced by the Andrew Kukes Foundation for Social Anxiety. It presents the state-of-the-art and science treatment methodology for social anxiety. It's available for continuing education credits for mental health professionals. What really makes this program special is the integration of interviews with real patients into the program. You can see reality. You can feel the energy. I suggest you study the program outline. It's available to the general public as a community service for $25. Details are on the homepage, as are other options for self-help and treatment. Given that social anxiety is based on the specific dynamic of performance, I wish you a high-performance mind.